You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Fast Break Edition podcast. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at BasketballMonster.com, and you can find me on Twitter as always at @RedRock_BBall. Today we're going to be looking back at the top 20 players across the NBA over the last 2 weeks, which does include the All-Star break. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
All right, let's get to it indeed. Let's take a look at these top 20 players. Number one, I think it's been James Harden or Anthony Davis at number one pretty much all season in these two-week reviews. We finally got someone new on top, and that is Bradley Beal, the number one player over the last 2 weeks. Again, for nearly all of these players, it's just four games, maybe some threes or twos mixed in there. But 42 minutes a night for Bealo, 35 points, 3 triples, 4.5 rebounds, 8.5 assists, 1.3 steals, and almost a block on 53 and 98. So that 98% from the line is really what's bumped him up, because it gives him a Z score in that category of over 6, because it's 11 attempts per game and he's missed one out of his last 45 attempts. And that's what's really driving that value. And of course, as we talk about so often, free throw percentage and field goal percentage has an additional impact on the points category, with field goal percentage also usually indirectly impacting the three-pointers category. So they can be really influential in terms of looking at rankings, because they have an influence on two, maybe three categories. And that's clearly the case here. Not only is the value coming from his free throws and him making them or taking them and making them, but it's adding to his points category as well. I think Beal should be around that top 10 guy for most of this season, but this level with that sort of a boost from free throws is not likely to continue. Number two, a player who many people would have hoped would have been here for most of this season, Russell Westbrook. 39 minutes a game, and in large part, the reason he's been down in the teens has been percentages. But over the last four, 49% from the field on 27 attempts. That's a positive, and he's not hurting your free throws. 77% from the line on 9 attempts. Now, that is normally the cutoff is about 78%. If you shoot over 78%, you're a plus. If you shoot under 78%, you're a negative in that category. And yeah, the more attempts you have, it multiplies how big that that impact is. So Westbrook going from, say, 65 on 9 attempts to 77 on 9 attempts brings him to right in average in that area, and then all his other numbers can shine. 37 points. Actually, 4 threes a game on 37%. He's been an atrocious three-point shooter. 13.5 rebounds, 8.5 assists, 1.5 blocks from Westbrook, 6 blocks in his last 4 games, 1.3 steals. So really bringing those numbers up. But we know that yeah, there is some elevation there, the threes and the points especially. Everything else on the blocks are elevated, but it's really to do with those efficiency jumps that Westbrook's taken over this last little period. And I'm not convinced at all that it's going to stick that has caused him to jump up to number two. So a really different looking top of this list here. Number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo, only 30 points per game, but 15 boards, 8 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. And like Westbrook, with his free throws jumping up 78% on 10 attempts, that takes him from being that 8th guy or 9th guy or 12th guy or 5th guy up to number three, because he's not providing a big negative. Now, I talk about the limitations of rankings all the time, and if you had Antetokounmpo, you're probably punting free throws anyway, so he was locked in as a number two number three guy for big chunks of this season. And that's what rankings fail to take into consideration, is team build and the way you've built your squad around that player, which of course is the same thing as me saying team build. But when those numbers come back up to close to average, then the ranking actually starts to reflect his true value. Number four is Steph Curry, averaging 29 points, a bit of dyslexia there, 3 triples, 7 rebounds, 5 assists and 1.8 steals on 46%, hasn't missed a free throw either, 46% on his threes also. Just strong numbers from Steph. You'd expect him to hover at around this range, and unlike some of these guys above where you go, okay, well, Beal's not averaging 98% from the line, Westbrook's not averaging 1.5 blocks and 4 triples. Giannis probably is averaging these numbers, maybe not 77% from the line. But you look at Steph and you go, well, that's all relatively realistic. I can see him being able to continue to do this, you know, for the rest of the season. There's no reason why he can't continue on this similar sort of path. Number five has been the number one guy all season, James Harden. 34-6-6 with 5 triples and 2.3 steals. Interestingly, no blocks in his last 3 games. He is He did also miss the last game with that neck injury. He's likely to return on Monday. 43 and 94. Also, his free throw attempts down, just 6 per game over the last 3. He'll shoot back up there. Nothing to really worry about. A lot of people were panicking about this neck injury for Harden. Should I trade him away? No. Obviously, he's going to be back now and miss one game. Number 6.
LeBron James.
41 minutes a game for James in the last 3. 28, 10, and 11. 2.7 steals a block. He's really done his best to try and carry the Lakers, at least statistically. He didn't play well in the game against the Pelicans. But there's going to have to be a few of these big games from LeBron to really lift the Lakers into the playoffs. And he could be an interesting top 6 guy for the rest of the season. He's barely been a first-round player this season. In a lot of builds, he hasn't been. But I can see him being a top 10 guy for stretches here down the rest of the way. Number 7 is Andre Drummond, averaging 23 and 17. And the free throws, which had been a real disappointment this season, back up to 66%. Now, that's still a big negative. But when you bump that up by 10 percentage points plus, his field goal percentage, which had struggled at 64%, has given him a real boost there. Plus, of course, the excellent rebounds and points. And not to mention, he's averaging 3.5 steals per game. So there's going to be a bit of a drag here. And if the field goal percentage regresses and those steal numbers come down, then a lot of Drummond's value will fade away. Paul George, who's been a top 3, a top 5 guy most of the season, he is in at number 8. 43 minutes a game over the last 4 for Georgie. 33, 10, and 7 with a steal. The reason he's down at 8 instead of, say, 3 is he's averaging just that one steal per game when he's been a 2-plus guy for most of this season. 45 and 92, so about solid percentages. He's pretty inconsistent with field goal percentage, so when you look at large sample size, the field goal percentage looks good, but he'll have stretches where he goes 55, and then he'll have stretches where he goes 39, and in the end it balances out, but he can be quite inconsistent in that category. Number 9 is Kevin Durant. 29 points per game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 0.3 steals, and 3 blocks. Helpful that he blocked, I think, 7 shots in that game against the Kings to get those numbers up. Some of the other numbers aren't quite what we'd hope for Durant, and he clearly, we saw his ability, and again, if you're looking at him in a dynasty league, like, you might be able to buy him as a top 9 guy, and if he leaves next season, he goes back to being a top 2 player in fantasy. We saw that earlier this season when Steph was out, that his numbers were through the roof, and if he does go to another team this offseason, I think we'll just see more of that, and he'll go back to being either that number 1 or number 2 guy pretty comfortably, and that is something to pay attention to. And while it might not seem like value getting a guy to go from 9 to 2, that is a huge jump, as we talk about how much those top guys can separate themselves, and Durant has a real chance to push himself back into that area. Rounding out the top 10 is Kyrie Irving. Only played 2 games. He missed those games before the break with a knee injury. 41 minutes, 30 points, 3 rebounds, 7.5 assists. A surprising 1.5 blocks to go with 1.5 steals. So that block number probably reduces, the minutes numbers reduces. The efficiency is actually down from where he was. So he's been around this range most of the season. Karl Anthony Towns is going to return to action today, Monday, from his concussion. He comes in at number 11, 24.5 and 9.5 on 62 and 83. We love those percentages from Townsy. That's what really solidifies him as a first round sort of a player. And then number 12, a guy that's a little bit surprising to see here, but he's been excellent. Al Horford of the Boston Celtics, 20 and 10 with over 2 threes, over 5 assists, 1.8 steals on 50 and 88. This is a potential real sell high opportunity. You're not getting this sort of value back for him pretty clearly, but I think there are a couple of things here that he is playing well above his head. The scoring, even the minutes are probably a little bit elevated for Horford, although the Celtics do need to get their asses into gear if they want to get themselves home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Number 13 is Chris Paul, 25.5 and 11.5. He is just looking like the Chris Paul of old, the guy that wasn't bothered by hamstring injuries, and it makes you think that the elbow and the hammy at the start of the year were really the reasons for his struggles. This is who he is, or who he has been for many, many seasons, especially last year alongside James Harden, and it's not unrealistic to think that he can just remain a second-round player for the rest of the season. Another guy here, a bit of a surprise, number 14, Zach LaVine, who's been unbelievable for the Bulls. 27 points with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. The defensive numbers are always going to lack, and so much of his value is going to depend on what he's shooting, but he's shooting 51% at the moment and hasn't missed a free throw. He can be this guy. He has been much better than I anticipated. The assist numbers up, the efficiency up, which was dreadful last season. He's really taken that to an extra level. This is probably on the high side for LaVine, but it's not an outrageous stat line to look at and go, well, maybe he could continue this this season or next season. He's been really, really good. Paul Millsap, unbelievable lately, 18 and 13 with 2.5 steals and 1.5 blocks. There's a lot of regression coming here for Millsap. The field goal percentage, the block rate, the steal rate, the rebound rate, things which he hasn't been able to do in 4 or 5 years. He's doing it here on a short sample size. It's not going to be able to continue. He still is a must-roster guy pretty clearly, but if anyone wants to buy him as a top 40 guy, I would absolutely sell under that circumstance. Number 16 is Kyle Lowry. Some of these games without Kawhi Leonard has helped. 16, 4, and 9 with 2.3 steals. Again, nothing unrealistic about that stat line from Lowry at all. Well, Drew Holiday, only 30 minutes a game over the last four. That looks like it might come down a bit. 22, 4.5, and 6 with 2.3 steals and 1.3 blocks. He's hanging on to top 20 value. I venture a guess that when I do this next week, he may not remain in that top 20, which is a bit of a pain in the ass for anybody who has him on their team. Number 18, Nikola Vucevic of the Orlando Magic. Only 28 minutes a game because the Magic have been blowing people out, but Vuce is averaging 21 and 13. He's averaging a triple one. He's getting almost 5 assists, and he's shooting 56 from the field. He's also shooting a troubling 58% from the free throw line, and if that was higher, then we'd see him at number 13 or 14 around that mark. But he has been unbelievable this season, a consistent top 20 guy. The next two players are probably surprising to see to round out the top 20. Number 19, Lou Williams, averaging 29 points per game and 6 assists on 52% shooting. Two things stand out there. 52% shooting won't stick. 6 assists per game will probably fall off as well. But Lou has really stepped it up in the absence of Tobias Harris. While number 20 is Tomas Satoransky. Only 2 games he missed because of the birth of his child. But he's averaging 13.5 points. Easily the lowest amount of points of anybody in this top 20. But why is he so high? Well, he's shooting 69%.
Giggity!
He's averaging 3.5 steals with 3.5 assists and hasn't missed a free throw. Granted, he's only taken one of them, but he has been producing in those categories. Now, those steal numbers are clearly going to drop, and that's going to cause him to tumble. But he is available in 39% of Yahoo leagues, and he should be available in probably 0% of Yahoo leagues. There's no reason for Tomas Satoransky to be on the wire. He is your 20th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. The first four out, 21, Lauri Markkanen, 22, Nikola Jokic, 23, The Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, and 24, Pascal Siakam. That'll wrap it up for another Locked On Fantasy Basketball Fast Break Edition podcast after this show is over. Why don't you tell your smart device in your car to play your favorite team's Locked On Podcast Network show. Hey Siri or Alexa or whatever other smart device you've got. Tell your, while you sit in traffic, while your brain is being turned to mush waiting for cars to move, get your car to play your favorite Locked On Podcast Network show. Follow me on Twitter at @RedRock_Beeble and go to the network at Locked On NBA Net on Twitter and on Instagram. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.